Welcome to our Minuteman Press guest line with a hearty happy birthday, by the way, comedian, ventriloquist, and automobile collector, Jeff Dunham. Good morning, Jeff.
Thanks for having me. You know, for a second, I thought you were serious. One of the newer comedians. I'm like, wait, what? Thanks.
Time has really compressed on me as I've gotten older, Jeff. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that was quite a while ago. In fact, I know you celebrated your 64th birthday on Saturday. The reason I'm thinking about it is because one of my favorite pals of yours, I thought, well, that didn't seem like that was that long ago, but Ahmed actually turns 20 next year.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And you know, I remember one time when Milton Berle, look at that. I heard Milton Berle say that he hated it when people started coming up, and like beautiful women would come up, and he'd be hi, and they'd be hi, and he'd go, and the girl would go, you know, my grandmother loves you. Like, So I've got the same thing now. I'll have teenagers come up to me and go, oh, you're great. My grandpa introduced me to you, and like, oh man.
yeah, it catches up with us, that's for sure. Jeff, you're well known, you're well loved with a lot of us for all the laughs you provide and the specials that you've had and your concert series, which is still going on, and a lot of us maybe did not realize that alongside of all of that, with all your pals in the comedy specials, you have shared a lifelong love of vehicles.
Yeah, I was a helicopter pilot for fun for many years, and then by the time I got to five kids, it was like, you know what? I've used up my amount of good luck while flying. I'm going to find another hobby. So I started collecting cars, and when it got to the point that it was way too many, I'm like, what are we going to do with all this stuff? And so if you're familiar with the shows, The Movies That Made Us and The Toys That Made Us, on Netflix, I went to the same guys that do those shows, and I said, why can't we do that? Why can't we approach cars the way you guys do those shows? And so that's what we have. It's not a 0 to 60 and put a giant motor in this thing while we're drinking beer and being idiots.
Right.
This is, we're looking back and finding the people and the heart and soul that went into designing and developing and building some of these iconic vehicles that have affected us and entertained us for years. So I'm so proud of this show because it's for everybody. It's for car people and people who are not car people because you learn so much. The episode tomorrow night about the Myers-Manx dune buggy is my absolutely favorite one, hands down, because it's about one guy, Bruce Myers, that had a dream, and he pursued it for years. He succeeded, he failed, and then he came back and succeeded again and died a happy man. And we talked to his widow, and we talked to a bunch of the people that that affected him so much, and he affected their lives, and it's just a great, great story, and everybody can sit down and enjoy these things.
And these episodes are, I guess with these now, the last couple, they're all out, they're all available, so you can kind of binge them if you want, but I know you also had, you spent some time with Arnold Schwarzenegger on a Hummer episode, right?
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, so yeah, if what we're trying to obviously do, to be real transparent, I'm on with you guys right now because we're trying to push these last two episodes and get some big numbers so we can hopefully have a second and third season. So if everybody can tune in tomorrow night on Discovery, you're in Wisconsin, so let's see. I guess you're Central?
Correct.
Time zone?
Correct.
Okay, so it'd be 8 o'clock. If I check local listings. So, yeah, the episode, and a lot of people don't know that there would not be Hummers out there for civilians to drive were it not for Arnold Schwarzenegger pushing that through. After the Gulf War, he, you know, saw the Humvees driving around even in the country and on TV on the Gulf War, and he's like, I want one of those to drive personally. And so, long story short, Arnold made that happen, and he was gracious enough to take the interview. And this is the first time Arnold's been able to tell that full story sitting down. And we got the whole thing. And we had to compress it into a short episode of 30 minutes, but it's all there. So it's pretty great. And well, having Leno on, man, you don't get any better than Jay Leno when it comes to an automotive encyclopedia. That guy is amazing.
Yeah, I don't know what it is if there's a whole raft of comedians with cars, but certainly you and Jay would have plenty of time to spend chatting about this stuff.
People ask me that all the time. What is it with these comedians and cars? And then you look, go through a list of like five comedians that have car collections. And it dawned on me when somebody was running through that list that every person that they mentioned had no vices. And it seems to me that this is just a healthy hobby for guys that don't want to, do drugs or go to bars and find hookers.
Well, yeah, you're right. It could be worse, I guess, Jeff. You've got the last two episodes. We're hoping for another season. Is this just you, or do you have some friends that come along with you in the episodes here?
You know, in high school and college, I did local regional car commercials in Dallas, Texas, and in Tyler, Texas. And so we open every episode with me dressing up in the era of whatever car that is that we're featuring. The dummy dresses up that way. We in the set, we would dress up for the car dealership, Dunham Family Motors, to look like that. And for the first 30 seconds or minute of the show, it's me walking down the aisle of cars with the prices on the windshields, pointing them out. And we get to that last one, and that's the car we're featuring. So, yeah, the dummies are in it that way, so it's kind of fun.
Fantastic. All right, well, I know we got to get you on another thing. So tonight, 8 Central on Discovery, the final two episodes. Check them out. Jeff Dunham, The Cars That Drove Us. Jeff, I don't know if he's nearby, but I got to hear Ahmed do his famous line on the way out here, okay. If you could be
okay,
so kind.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Okay.
Yep.
Hey, Ahmed, come here. Good evening, Steve Fadel, Tim. Watch the show. If you don't, I kill you.
All right. That's good enough for me. Thanks, Jeff, very much. Right. Have a great day.
Thanks, Tim. See you, man.